This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. If you want to give us a call, maybe jump in on any of the conversations we have on here, the numerous things we get into, you can call us 1-866-509-4545, 1-866-509-4545. Mention it's for Kelly and Company. We'd love to hear your voice, and if you would, give us permission to use your message on air. If we can, we sure will. Feedback at AMI.ca if you just want to send an email and ask questions pertaining to AMI TV, AMI Audio, or AMI Tele. Easy to do it via that way through the gang at Marketing and Communications. Feedback at AMI.ca and on Twitter at AMI Audio. Always love to get the conversation going. Plus, you can keep up with what's happening on the programs from show to show. That's on Twitter at AMI Audio. Kelly McDonald, host of the program on your Thursday with Ramya Muthan.
Kels, we're getting into part two of another little series that Mike Fair has put together for us, and this time it's about the iOS Reminders app, so let's bring him on.
Hi, I'm Mike Fair. iPhones, iPods, and iPads are everywhere, and they're doing great things for the blind. We explore all that, plus audio entertainment, dramas, podcasts, internet radio, and games. We share it all on Kelly & Company.
Last week, Mike, you explained Apple's definition and philosophies when it comes to the Reminders app. It was actually really great to kind of get back in tune with it. And now it's time to get to the nitty-gritty and take a tour of the actual app. So firstly, when do you use the app rather than using Siri?
I tend to do that when I mainly want a big sort of build a list, especially for a big project. When you really want to build a list of reminders and make sure that everything lines up to your schedule dates, any kind of which reminders might you want to give priority to. When you're using more than just the basics, it can really, really help give you a sense, similar to when you're using a calendar. Like some people really need to feel the Braille or have something physical that they're interacting with, mm-hmm. rather than just talking things through. Like I could do most things with Siri, probably not quite everything, but most things, and just have a conversation. But it doesn't feel the same. There's more of a sense of building something if you're interacting with the apps, if you're sliding, swiping, using the tools.
Excellent. Mike, does this app make use of tabs?
Not really. No, there aren't any tabs. What it does, it kind of follows this newer kind of style of putting everything on one screen and revealing only things only when they're necessary. So it's a lot kind of like Kindle. If you look at how Kindle works, it's a very similar feel of I will hide my complexity away and just let you read your book until you need me. And then you just double tap and it's there. It's the same kind of thing. Apple likes to sort of, when they do these tabless apps, they tend to go for this ultra simplistic, non-clutter approach. So that's mm-hmm. what we're kind of dealing with here. So we have sort of an edit and search on the top of, mm-hmm. of this one main screen. And so you can change the order of lists and things like that with the edit button, or you can search all with a search field that's a global search, looks at all the reminders you've done. Under the field, the search, you have buttons for today. These are smart list buttons: today, scheduled, all, and flagged. And so these are lists that Apple maintains. They just come with the Reminders app, and any reminders you add will be checked against criteria in that list. So if you have reminders with due dates that are today, they will appear in the today list automatically. You don't have to do anything for that to happen. They'll just be there. Scheduled, of course, any reminders with due dates are going to be in the scheduled list, so you can look at what's coming up soon, anything like that. It's a really handy one, that one. There are the flag, the all is everything. All the reminders you've ever made are in that list. So that's what that's for. And then the flagged are for reminders that you've set a flag on to indicate their special status or their importance.
So it's kind of like when you go into the phone app on iPhone and you see like the recent calls or missed calls or all calls, that type of thing, right? They're just kind of curating it for you.
Yeah, okay. It automatically populates. You don't have to worry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's below these smart lists?
So below those lists, then you get into basically your lists. So you can create a list for yourself, and you can make them smart lists if you want to. Basically all of the lists that you've created are going to be their buttons leading to them, just like Apple's lists, except they're yours. So they're names you've come up with, and those are all under that heading. So you have that next. Then you get into the tags heading, and that you can actually, if you double tap it, it'll collapse and expand. So that's something that if you do want to use hashtags, you can have as many tags as you want, and it will have them all there. You can go through them, or you can collapse it to get all your tags out of the way. And that brings the bottom of the app closer, where you have the add reminders and add lists buttons, add list and new reminder. Buttons on the at the very bottom right of the app, down in that corner. So all of that is basically on the main screen. And as far as I know, the only element you can really open and close is that tags list, because that, you know, some people don't make any use of hashtags, so they wanted to let you get those out of the way.
Okay. All right. Very interesting. So do you want to walk us through at this point creating a reminder using the app?
Yeah, so you'd hit double tap on the new reminder button. Yes, new, not no.
Mike, and, no reminders today. Come on, don't give me any tasks. Forget it.
Don't let me remember anything. Yes. So double tap on that. That brings up a form that starts with a title field. Now that title is just, you can call the reminder whatever. It's not like a book title. You can just use it to put in your sentence. Get the groceries the next time you're in the store, or something like that. Like, it could be anything.
I get mixed up in that area because I wasn't sure.
Yeah. And it's kind of, if it's a short reminder, all you're going to need really is the title, and then perhaps a hashtag will also go in that field. And you add those by typing a number sign,
right,
and the sifted three rather, and then whatever word. It can be, you can have hashtags with multiple words, but separate them with dashes, right? So the minute you hit a space, whatever you've written after the number sign will instantly turn into a tag. And that'll be a new tag in that reminder and also added to the list of tags that you've now created. So that's where you put those, in the title field, very important field. Then you get the notes field. That's the next thing over. You double tap if you want to add like a more lengthy, I want to do this because of this and that and the other reason, right? It's where you can ramble and put in longer information to remind yourself of why you'd bother to set this reminder that's jolted you out of your day. So there's that. The next thing over is details. You double tap on that if you want to add more than just a simple date and time or the basics. You can make a reminder without any, like just with like a name, like a title and a picture. It can be very, very simple. But if you want, you can use a detail button, add in like a date and time, add them to a list if you want to make sure they're added to a list instead of the default list, which is usually just called reminders. You can set the date and time. When you open up that, it has a next week, in the next few days, it'll have out, and then it'll have open date and time sort of again there. And you double tap on that, and the date and time button within the date and time options, and then you get into where you actually have the full month calendar kind of month year sliders where you can slide up and down and really select from all the dates and times you might want to. So if you have to sort of go through that extra step if you want that option to set reminders sort of more in the future. And then there are also buttons, options to add tags and flags. So if you double tap the tag button, you'll be put back in the title field where you'd be typing that hashtag. You can also add sort of promotion, like what level of you know, urgency is a reminder, yeah. low, medium, high. And you can also add a photo, a picture, which might be useful for low vision people who want to add a bit of color to their reminder setup. That is possible. You can do things like that.
Okay. Now, can you take us through creating our own list of reminders? Because you said everything goes into that like default list reminders, right?
Yeah, unless you create other lists, and they can, it's very similar to reminders. You can create a list with a name. Lists have to have a name. They can have a picture and a color. So your reminders in that list could be a certain color, which can help if you have lots of different reminders for different things, right? Again, it could help someone low vision. Perhaps who's using this to, in their head, glance at this and go, oh, okay, these are urgent and they're yellow, so they're about this thing. I haven't had occasion to use color at all. I have put images. There are a lot of different images, books. I put a book icon on my list of reminders for personal power. I've got a grocery bag icon if I want to remember to buy something, things like that. So you can do that. You know, that can help for blind people as well. They are described. They are you get to hear what their images are and make use of them if you want. So lists can be that simple, but there is a button called Make into Smart List. You double tap that, and that brings up another little form thing, which is otherwise hidden. And you can add lists if you've made hashtags. You can create lists that look for reminders with those hashtags. So if you have a reminder with the hashtag book, it'll appear in that list that you make if you make it a smart list. And if you include that hashtag in the options, you can also look for date range, right? Reminders with due dates in this range, or other things, location, any reminder that falls into location, or combinations of these. Right. So you can get reminders pulled out of different buckets into that list. And that can be really useful if you want to combine ideas from different projects and things like that. So there's a lot of power here that I don't think a lot of people really have sort of figured out. That's there. It can really, these smart lists really can do a lot of heavy lifting for you in terms of gathering up ideas from many different kinds of reminders into one list.
Feedback of kickback, hey, this is what would, these reminders are great, but this would have been really awesome if I could do this or cross-reference with this. So if you double tap on a list, Michael, after you do that, what does the more button let you do?
Well, the more button gives you more options relative to a list. So you can print reminders from the list. You can decide, this is one of my favorites, whether hidden reminders are shown or not, or sorry, complete reminders. Because if normally what happens if you complete a reminder, you check mark it as complete, it goes away. It disappears from the list, right, to reduce clutter. But say you have a list of chores that you want to do every day. You don't want to have to recreate that list every day. You could just mark them all as incomplete, and then throughout the day mark them as complete again, right? That would be simpler than writing new reminders all the time, right? So there are some use cases where you might want to, show completed reminders and actually uncomplete them again. Or maybe you think you're done with something and find out, oh, you're really not, right? So you can just you get those reminders up and uncheck that. You can print reminders. You can delete them. You can do things like that. Edit all the information that comprises the list. So you can edit the details, the criteria, all of that stuff. So the more button is pretty useful right there. It does a lot of different things.
Awesome, Michael. Well, really appreciate you going through this two-part series, getting to know the app and kind of the concepts behind the Reminders app as well, and how it differs from calendars is, I think, where it really came out this week. So appreciate it. Thank you so much. And we'll see what you have for next week.
Yes, we have a wonderful audio drama called Last Known Position. It's by Q-Code Media, nice. And it's their latest offering. I think you'll enjoy that.
Their content is beautiful.
Yeah.
So far, yep. Everything I've heard from them has been pretty much gold.
Awesome, Mike. Well, take care and we'll chat then.
All righty. We'll see you next week.
Mike Fair joins us on Thursdays with some audio entertainment and then things like today where we're talking about the Reminders app. It's included in iOS and can be found on any iPad or iPhone. And there's a lot of use with Siri as well, as he talked about last week.
I always found it easier. Set a reminder for it and to be able to go back and look. And then I started to improve on it. Which made it tougher for old Kelly here. Coming up next on the program, Fern Lullum is going to highlight a TV program recently broadcast in the UK called Social Media, Anger in Us. We'll get into that conversation after this. You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.